Today is Tuesday, July 16th, 2024, and it's been 11 days since my last podcast, but, you know, things get in the way. But finally, it has happened. Someone took a shot at former President Trump, or I should say convicted felon Trump. But surely by now everybody knows that at Trump's rally, most recent rally in Pennsylvania, he had just started speaking and someone started shooting. And I swear, I'm sure you have all seen the pictures, especially the one where the supposedly a bullet is flying by his head. I think that if he had just kept his head forward, if you look at it very closely, the way it looks, when he turned his head to talk to the crowd to the side is when the guy started shooting. And I've heard rumors that it was the glass from the teleprompter that was, hit with a bullet and the glass shattered and hit him in the ear. But I think it was an actual bullet had grazed his ear at the time, and that's why he survived. I know that's not very nice of me, but you know what? This is a man who has incited violence for 8 years, and for him to be a victim of the violence, especially gun violence, is kind of like he got his or whatever. But again, if he had just kept his head forward, his brains would be splattered all over that stage, and he would definitely have been a martyr if he had died. But he's still kind of a martyr. And of course, they've done all this fundraising, showing him with his fist in the air. I don't know how the Secret Service let him put his hand in the air when they were trying to cover him and get him off the stage. Luckily, the Secret Service was poised on top of the roof and took the guy out. He was just a young 20-year-old guy, a Republican, a registered Republican, I should say, and young, loner. I shouldn't say I feel sorry for the guy, but all of his classmates who were talking about him say that he was bullied and he was a loner and he ate lunch alone, didn't have any friends and so forth. So I just, then again, like they say, all of the stuff I've been reading and seeing on the news and stuff is that they can't determine a motive from this guy. Well, hello, it was Trump. That's motive enough. So, I don't know what they're going to come up with. And the fact that, I shouldn't say the fact, but it was also mentioned that the Republican Party, of course, all these crazy Trumpers are all up in arms about how this guy was able to get on the roof 400 feet away and take shots at the president, the former convicted felon president. And yet they can be all upset about Trump getting his ear grazed with a bullet, but yet they are never upset about a classroom full of kids who get shot up. So their hypocrisy is just incredible. Now, while this is all sad, and I absolutely agree, we do not need violence in politics right now at all, period. But again, he got what was coming to him. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't be mean about it. I shouldn't be a terrible Democrat about it. But I can't stand the man. He should not win the election, and he better not. I think what's scarier is the Project 2025 that he says he knows nothing about, but the people who wrote it, primarily being the Heritage Foundation, have written all these things that what's going to happen when a conservative president takes office and what they're going to do. And it's going to really, you talk about a Handmaid's Tale, it's definitely going to go to something like that, where women can't, have jobs, and they want women to be at home making babies and taking all abortion rights away from people, even at the state level. They want to get rid of marriage equality. I think that is what we should really be scared about, the Project 2025. if you have not familiarized yourself with what they want to do, people are posting stuff all over the place about the different ideas they want to put in place and, you know, restrictions on the American people and all this stuff. So you need to familiarize yourself with Project 2025. And if you were to post on Facebook, make sure you change one of the letters, because conservatives, Republicans, are flagging these posts as, you know, bad stuff. And I forget what they call it, going against the community policy or whatever. So they'll get your stuff taken down. So the people that I follow who are posting all this stuff about the Project 2025 are changing a letter or a number in the title. Instead of saying Project 2025 spelled out, they'll put like a number, the number zero in project instead of an O. So anyway, I mean, you know, granted, this did take some attention away from Biden's horrible appearance at the debate, but it is still out there. And the sad, again, I keep saying the sad part or whatever, is the fact that they are making money off of this, and they're selling T-shirts with Trump's bloody ear with his hand in the air, and they're making money off it. It's just crazy. You know, the thing is, I think everyone, maybe in the back of their heads, were thinking this at some point. This is going to happen, that someone's going to take a shot at him, and they are calling it an assassination attempt. An attempt. It was not successful. So, you know, there's that. Anyway, it was just crazy, crazy, crazy. And I'm even more worried now that Trump will be elected, and that's going to be, oh God, it's going to be horrible, horrible, horrible. The second term will be the worst. He would be like a Grover Cleveland. Now, I don't know if you remember the president Grover Cleveland, but he was elected for 1 4-year term, and then he was not reelected at the end of his first term. But then he came back at the next term and won his second a non-consecutive term as president. So that's where Trump will be if he gets elected. He'll be the Grover Cleveland of the 21st century. Ugh. Oh, it's just sickening to think all of this stuff. And God, I can't stand that man. He's got it. We have to stop him. People, you've got to vote. You've absolutely got to vote. Those of you sitting at home thinking, oh, my vote doesn't count, it does count, and it really is going to be very, very important this time around. I know we said all that stuff last time, but it's even worse now with Project 2025 hanging over our heads. That has got to become more known, and people have got to know what the Republican Party want to do. So please, please read the Project 2025, and you'll just be scared to death. All right, I've talked enough about Trump and his near-fatal assassination, but not good enough. I know I shouldn't say that, and someone's probably going to flag my podcast, but this is all opinion. It's just opinion. I'm not, you know, advocating for anything, because I absolutely do not believe in violence in politics at all. So anyway, and I just, you know, maybe by November this will be forgotten. I don't know. But this week is the Republican National Convention. And, of course, he chose J.D. Vance. Oh, my God. It's his vice presidential candidate on the ticket. And that guy is scary enough. Now, one thing I did not make the connection until people pointed it out on Twitter, but he's the guy who wrote Hillbilly Elegy. That is that what it's called, Hillbilly Elegy? That was turned into a movie on Netflix. I didn't realize he wrote that book, but and at that time he was against Trump. You know, he used to be really strongly against Trump, and something happened, and he turned to be a Trump lover. Anyway, really, I got to stop talking about this, because you know I'd go on and on and on and on if I don't stop. So I want to move on. So let's see what has happened since the last podcast. The last podcast was the day after 4th of July, and I was telling you all about that. And I told you all about our trip to Boston for the baptism. See, I'm losing my head because I'm getting old. Downtown. Okay, so I'm looking back at the calendar. That was 4th of July. Then we went to, this past weekend was a really big celebration. And some of you who follow me on Facebook will know that this past weekend we went to the 30th anniversary of Grey Ghost Vineyards. As you know, that's just about our favorite vineyard out in Virginia wine country. We know the people very well, and my husband and I were chosen as the honored guests at their 30th anniversary celebration. My husband gave a speech. It was very clever. People loved it. We drank a lot of wine. We got to socialize with a lot of people, and we got to catch up with some old friends that we hadn't seen for a while. It was really a nice weekend. I think the best part was my husband giving a speech because he had been practicing it, and he got it down to like 10 minutes, and it was just perfect. People were laughing. It was great. We drove out to, because it's in the West, Warrington, Virginia, and we stayed at a Holiday Inn Express for the night and went to one of our favorite restaurants, Claire's at the Depot, and we had steaks, and it was so good. And then the next day, the anniversary celebration was at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we gave a speech, and then we had some lunch and ate, because they had a seafood truck there, a food truck, and I had chicken nuggets, but my husband had a crab cake with Chardonnay, and we were talking to lots of people, lots and lots of people. It was, people knew us from the blog and everything, so that was really nice. And we met people who we've talked to on, or who we've interacted with on a wine group on Facebook, and many of them came up and introduced themselves, and they say, I follow your blog, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. So, I mean, that was fun. Literally, we spent the whole day there celebrating and drinking lots of wine and having a good time. It was really fun. That was on Saturday, and then we came back on Saturday afternoon, late Saturday afternoon. And since then, we've kind of just been relaxing. I've gotten back to my walking. You know, I'm not supposed to exercise too strenuously because of my heart issue. But I've been, like yesterday, Sunday and Monday, I did 2 miles each day. And I think today I'm going to do another 2 miles, even though it's like 101 degrees. Yesterday, both Sunday and Monday, we hit 101 in D.C. And it's just disgustingly hot. I just can't stand it. But I'm walking down in the gym, in the treadmill, and I close all the blinds so that there's no sun coming in. I have the air conditioning pumped up because I'm usually the only one in there, so I can, you know, set it the way I like, and I have the fans on high, and I just kind of walk slow to begin with, and then I get up to, I think I get up, got up to like 2.7 miles per hour. And as long as I take it easy and go slow, then I don't feel the chest pain. So I'm going to try to keep walking because I've lost 2 pounds since Sunday. Because I didn't take my Victoza on Friday and Saturday, so I'm back to it. And every time I go off that stuff, I gain weight, so I have to get back on it. But anyway, I am losing and walking and exercising and trying to move a little bit more, and so that's good. That was Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and today is Tuesday. Now tomorrow I'm going to get together with Betsy. You haven't heard about Betsy for a while. Well, we saw each other back in June. I think it was, when did I see Betsy last? I don't know. It was when my husband was away. Oh God, that was on the 6th of July. No, 6th of June. So it's been more than a month since I've seen her. So I'm going to see her tomorrow, and she wants me to help her with her technology stuff because, you know, well, I should explain that we got our laundry facility, our laundry room was completely, they took out all the old machines and we got all brand new machines. Well, there's a new way they have to interact with them, and mostly it's on your cell phone. They do have little cards, you know, I don't know if you guys have laundry rooms or what, whatever, but they do. You can have a little card, and you can use the card to start the machines. But I'm completely doing it on my phone, and you hold your phone up to the little barcode, and it connects to that machine, and then you set your cycles and stuff and the temperature and all this stuff, and then the barcode will connect with your phone and charge your, or you know, deduct from your account the amount of money, and then it says press start, and then it press start, and then you have the app. Like you can go back up to your condo and it shows you exactly how much time your machine has left. Now, I think when I first moved in here, we had that system, but then that old company took over and they didn't have that system. But now we're back with a different company and they have this system and I love it. I loaded up my card with $50 and I say card, but really it's the app on the phone. And it's so much easier and so much better in terms of knowing when your cycle is going to be done. Instead, because I would keep setting a timer on my watch, and it was never exact. But this is exact. It tells you exactly when, you know, how many minutes is left, and you can also look at the room to see how busy the laundry room is. If you should even go down and do your laundry, because it shows what machines are being used, and I love that part. Because my husband would say, "I'm going to go down and check the laundry room and see if there's any machines open." So he would drag his stuff down there and find out that all the machines are full and would have to come back. But now you just look at the app in your house and you can decide if there are enough machines open for you to do your laundry. So anyway, so there's that. And I'm assuming that that's what Betsy wants me to help her with tomorrow when I meet with her, because she's 82. I think she's 82. And she does have cell phone. She has a new iPhone that I had her get, I don't know, 6 months ago. And she'll probably need help like getting the account set up and stuff. But she's one, you know, typical of old people, which is nothing, no big deal. But she does not like to use her credit card. Oh, what was that? Oh, I got an email. I've been getting all these political emails lately, and that one's from Biden. Anyway, she's not the best with the technology and she doesn't want to use her credit card online or on apps or anything. So I'm going to have to show her how to load up the card and use the card to start the laundry. I'm sure that's what I'm going to have to help her with. So anyway, that's tomorrow. I'll be getting together with Betsy tomorrow. And then we are going out to dinner tomorrow night. And things are kind of calm now until, I think, until my nephew's wedding in October, in terms of travel, that is. Because we have been traveling and crazy stuff. Anyway, moving on. Let's see, communication. So at that last podcast we got, which was right after 4th of July, Dave in Texas left me a comment and he said, "Great show. Enjoyed hearing about your trip to Boston. I love Boston. It's a great city. My city here in Texas uses tens of thousands of drones instead of fireworks, and it's really impressive." And he says, "Happy 4th. You know, Dave, I have actually seen those on, I don't know, either a video on YouTube or on a TV show. And that is very impressive, the way they can create these. There's another email. Why is that? I didn't realize that's coming through the computer. But anyway, I've seen those drone, like, firework shows, and they actually are very cool. I mean, I don't know how they can coordinate all these drones to be in sync and, you know, create designs in the air and different colors and stuff. It is really wild. So I completely agree with you. It really is impressive. And that probably really makes sense in Texas because it's so dry down there that you probably start fires easily with the fireworks. I mean, I'm just assuming, you know, that's a terrible assumption to make. But anyway, thank you so much for the comment, Dave. I can always count on you to give me a comment. I appreciate that very much. And we have one voicemail, and it's from Scotty. Now, I'm just going to preempt this by saying that Scotty finally has his cell phone service now covers the United States, so he can call the United States. All the other times, Scotty would record a message and then send it to me in email. But this is an actual voicemail that he called the phone number to help keep the phone number. And I don't know why or what, but I can't understand some of the things he's saying, and it might be my hearing, but anyway, let's listen to the voicemail from Scotty right now.
Hi, Archer. It's Scotty Aussie Butler. And can you tell that my mobile phone network has changed and now I can call America? Aren't you lucky? Instead of doing voicemails via email. So I get unlimited calls and text messages to 20 countries. And of course, America is one of them. Anyway, I'm calling so that you don't lose your number.
Thank you.
Also thought I'd better call you, seeing as listening to your last podcast. I don't know. Today's the 11th of July. I'm probably a few weeks behind.
Not really.
So, I don't know. Anyway, sounds like your whole body is about to give way. So, got a better call before August when you have your next test, and maybe they just, I don't know, car you straight off to the retirement village or
now I got
to
it.
The crematorium. I don't know. Okay, have a good night. Bye. Good day, Eamon.
Thank you very much, Scotty. Now I just heard that last part. At first, I didn't understand what you were saying because I listened to it before the show because I had to, you know, figure it out. But now I heard what you said. It was about my body falling apart. Yes, it does seem like my body is falling apart. You're saying it might be my last podcast. Well, I'm not going to die, I don't think. But yes, I do have that test coming up in August. So, of course, I will let you know what the results are and what needs to happen. But now, I thought I didn't understand what he was saying, but now I totally got it. Anyway, Scotty, thank you so much for calling. I think that's great that your service now offers you free calls to the United States. I think that's amazing. I don't even know if my service does that. I mean, I don't really know. So anyway, thank you so much, Scotty, for calling the voicemail line. And yes, now it will stay, get to keep the number even longer. So I appreciate that very, very much. And I encourage everyone else to call 202-709-3029. Now, you know, I've been catching up on the Geeky Gay, and he discovered that people can text his phone number. And I don't know if that's possible. So why doesn't somebody give me a text message on that phone number? Oof, excuse me. 202-709-3029. I would love to see if I can get text messages. That would be so cool. So somebody try that and send me a text message, and I'll let you know on the next podcast. All right, so that's all I have for today, boys and girls. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying subscribed. And thanks, Dave in Texas, and for the comments, and Scotty for the phone call. And until next time, bye.